Stanford University professor Mark Jacobson developed the first computer models to measure the presence of soot in the atmosphere. He calculates that soot accounts for between 15 and 20% of global warming. His study presented this week at the American Chemical Society meeting in Colorado describes how black carbon, the main component in soot, heats up clouds when it mingles with the raindrops suspended within them.
And it turned out that there is more heating when the black carbon was inside the drop than between the drops. And there was more heating when the black carbon was between the drops than outside of the cloud. So the bottom line was that you get this enhancement of the heating of the cloud by black carbon presence in the cloud drops.
Jacobson says climate models that ignore this cloud absorption phenomenon underestimate the effects of black carbon in the atmosphere. His research found that airborne soot quickly burns off cloud cover.
So if you look at satellite images over polluted, really polluted areas, such as in China and India, you can actually see, looking today at some of the most polluted places in the world, you can see absence of clouds.
While carbon dioxide can remain in the atmosphere for 40 or 50 years, carbon soot stays around only a week or 10 days before settling out and has no continuing warming effect.
Soot is a solar absorber, whereas carbon dioxide is primarily an infrared or heat absorber. Now, per unit mass, black carbon is about a million times more powerful at warming the air than is carbon dioxide. But because soot, black carbon and soot are so powerful in warming, and because they're very short-lived, that actually is important in terms of control strategies for global warming.
Case in point, the Arctic is warming faster than anywhere on the planet. The white sea ice, which normally reflects sunlight and heat back into space, is giving way to darker areas of open water, which absorbs heat faster and so accelerates the warming. The Arctic could be ice-free within 30 years, according to recent studies. Jacobson says reducing the amount of soot in the atmosphere can reverse this trend.
And you can slow down the loss of the Arctic ice. And so it may be the only way to prevent or slow down the elimination of the Arctic. And that has implications, of course, not only for climate feedbacks, but also for wildlife, such as polar bears, which rely on ice flows to survive.
Jacobson says technology exists to address the problem. Wood-burning cooking and heating devices used widely in the developing world can be upgraded to burn more cleanly. We can switch away from diesel fuels or use more efficient, low-emission diesel engines. And there are other measures that can help reduce the volume of soot released into the atmosphere.
You can certainly put on particle traps on vehicles, off-road equipment, passenger vehicles, and buses, trucks. But in terms of controlling CO2 and soot, which I think really we want to do, it's really changing the energy infrastructure and the vehicle infrastructure.
That would mean a move to electric or hydrogen vehicles powered by clean energy sources. Jacobson says that with concerted national and international efforts, soot levels in the atmosphere could be reduced by 90% in 5 to 10 years. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.